Hello, and Lord Abraham, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to you. I'm making this my third audio of the evening from the office in my home in Plano, Texas. I've spoken on both audios, previous ones, about Argyle, my home, house that I own, then about my Bible study and about the denominational preachers that came after me to attack me. Thank God, was that fun? They thought they were king of the hill. Well, I thought I was a servant of God that sold out more things than any of them that I could bind ever own and obey God. Now, wasn't likely to bow down to a bunch of people that had not achieved one thing except preach lies. Unfortunately, that's what they preach, lies. So, in 1977, I got out of Argyle, Carrollton as well, and then God started blessing me with prosperity again. Again, you can read my website. It'll tell you all about it. And in 77, I went back to McKinney, Texas, where I practiced veterinary medicine for several years. I had attended the First United Methodist Church there several times, not very often, but I knew most of the members, the leaders of that church. I went back there. Immediately, they embraced me as one that God had called, made me a Sunday school teacher, president of the fellowship class, a certified lay speaker in the North Texas Conference of United Methodist Church. Those were great days, growing days, growing in strength, in the spirit, thank God, growing in faith and love, doing the will of the Father, being led by the Spirit that God worked in Jesus when he raised him from the dead. I was happy because I thought that I'd now come in to the place where God had called me. However, as a lay speaker at that First United Methodist Church in 1980, at the 121 Veterinary Hospital that I had sold in 1970, was put in the receivership, and the judge of the court had a man call me and ask me if I'd like to buy it. I, for 3 days, struggled. What did I do? It was a gold mine. I knew it. It was a cheap price. I knew it. I knew I could make a lot of money off of it. But I wanted the will of God. For 3 days, I struggled. And then, and the Lord kept saying, do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want it? One day I said, wait a minute. It's not what I want. It's what do you want? He wouldn't answer me. I said, all right, Lord. Not what I want. What do you want? He said, I don't want you to have it. Good. I don't want it. And just 6 weeks later, God spoke to me in Lincoln Park on my way over west of Denton to a farm, to a ranch that I knew very well at Justin, Texas, to work and spend the whole afternoon on his brood mares, stallions, yearlings, cutting horses, so forth. And God said, go to Plano and speak to the people of Plano. I said, and what do I say to them? He said, turn to the 11th chapter, the book of Acts, where Paul was at Antioch, and you will understand. I did. I read the 11th chapter, then the 13th chapter, and I could see there Paul and Barnabas were apostles. They were, pardon me, teachers, and thank God, and prophets. And they became apostles when they were sent. I struggled with whether I was a prophet or an apostle or what. But I struggled, and I believed God and trusted in Him. He perfected my faith and my heart. And in 1980, I went to Plano. 1981, I bought the facility that I'm in right now. And then in October 81, went on 5 day, day a week, radio, 84, television, thank God, 1 hour in Dallas, Fort Worth. Then I started Water of Life Christian Training School and closed it in 90 or 91, 92. I went international on my television, satellite, and shortwave. And I've been going ever since. Yet, I had the devil attack me on every corner, beginning in 04. And I'm still fighting, but overcoming. You can read about it on my website, www.noahdavidson.com. Good day. Thank you from Plano, Texas, Noah Davidson.